Hello and welcome once again to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak and it's great to be back with you here again on Holy Spirit Radio. I can't believe it, but we're in the month of February. Just next week we'll begin Lent. We'll begin with Ash Wednesday. We'll be getting ready to draw closer to Jesus Christ. And I thought that a perfect topic for today's program would be having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. How do you do that? We're going to call this program Jesus, Your Best Friend. I am excited because I have a new book coming out, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. This book is based on what I've discovered in my own life, that it is very, very possible. And it's not that difficult to have a close personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about that throughout the hour. I'm going to play you some songs. We're going to think about just how we can develop this personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I do want to mention one thing before I forget. February the 15th, that's a Monday night, I'm going to be giving a talk at St. Andrew's Catholic Church in Newtown, Pennsylvania, right around the corner from the studios here. So I hope you'll be able to join me at St. Andrew's for my talk, which is From Fear to Faith. That's one of my specialties, talking about how to overcome anxiety. Admission is free. The talk begins at 7:30 p.m. For more information, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Today, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about Jesus Christ. How can we grow to be closer friends with Jesus? You know what's funny? For years, as a cradle Catholic, as somebody who went to Mass every week, I didn't think it was possible to have that personal relationship with Christ. How about you? Have you struggled with it? Have you struggled with the idea of having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Maybe you're like me and you thought, well, that's a Protestant thing, right? I mean, that's something that a lot of us Catholics have struggled with. Is it possible for us to have a close personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Well, you better believe it is, because as Catholics, not only can we have a relationship with Him, but we get to receive Him, body, blood, soul, and divinity, when we receive Holy Communion. So this is a very special and intimate relationship that we all have with Jesus. But I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. We have a lot of things to do today on the program. I want to begin with a prayer. You ready? Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we come to you today. We thank you for all the many blessings in our lives. Jesus, we all have problems. We have suffering. We have things that we're dealing with. But we know that you want to become involved in our lives. We know that you love us unconditionally. We know that you are bigger than all of the problems that we could ever face. But we struggle, Lord, because we let our problems become our focus. Well, today we turn our lives over to you. We turn our lives over to you and we ask you to help us with the many struggles that we have. We know that you can handle these problems much better than we can, so we give them to you. And we ask you, Lord, to handle the problems for us and to grant us your peace, to grant us your supernatural peace. Lord Jesus, we ask you that you be with and help all of those who are sick, all those who are lonely, all those who are struggling with doubt or despair, anybody who is facing anxiety, anybody dealing with addictions. Lord, we ask for your help with all of these people. Allow them to feel your peace, and please allow them to grow closer to you. Lord, we ask you to help us to grow closer to you, to get to know you better. We ask you to reveal yourself to us, because we know you will. We thank you for your real presence in the Eucharist. We thank you for speaking through your church and through sacred scripture. And we're so grateful for the gift of your Blessed Mother. And on this day, we turn to her and we ask our Blessed Mother Mary to intercede for us, that she may bring us closer to you, Lord. And together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, I am all fired up, because I just love it when we pray. This is one of the beautiful things about Jesus Christ. He heard every word that I just said, and he hears every word that you say. So I want you to do something for me. And this is from one worrier to another. You know my story. Maybe you don't if you're a new listener to the program. But I am known as the leading Catholic speaker on overcoming anxiety. Why can I speak about anxiety with such authority? It's because I have been a lifelong worrier. It's very hard to find somebody who has worried about as many things over the course of my life as me. And that's one of the great blessings that the Lord has really has blessed me with. The fact that he is allowing me to speak about overcoming anxiety, about the fact that he lets me go around the country and share the good news, and to let folks like you know that it is possible to overcome anxiety with his help. So let's turn to him. Let's continue to ask him to help us and to grant us his supernatural peace, which, by the way, can coexist even in the midst of any problem that we face. Okay? Now, if you would like me to come to speak at your parish, I would love to do that. I am based in the South Jersey area, so I'm a Philly guy. I'm right over the bridge from Philly. It's funny, when I go out and talk, I kid around sometimes, and I say, I know I live in New Jersey, but I'm really a Philly guy. That never changes. I live right outside of the Philadelphia area, really in the Philly suburbs. But yes, I am on the other side of the bridge. I would love to speak at your parish. As I mentioned at the start of the program, I am doing some local talks in the next few months. I'll be speaking at St. Andrew's in Newtown on February the 15th. And then the following month in March, I'll be appearing at St. Bede's in Holland. So check my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information. If you would like me to come out to your church to share the good news, and I've got several talks listed on my website, I've got some video samples of my talks as well, visit followingthetruth.com and either contact me through the contact tab on the site or send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. I would love to share the good news of Jesus Christ with you and your parishioners. So please let me know if you have any questions. All right, before we talk about Jesus and how we can grow closer to him, let's start off with some music. I love to do music on this program. We're going to start out with a song by one of my favorite country performers, Colin Ray. Colin Ray is a convert to Catholicism. He is somebody who has come into the Catholic Church in the past several years. The song that we're going to start this program with is called Give Me Jesus. And, you know, as we face the problems, the challenges of each new day, one of the greatest ways to get the day started is by turning to Jesus and inviting him into your life. Ask him to be a part of your life. Ask him to walk with you day by day. And you're going to find out just why he is called the Prince of Peace. Give Me Jesus by Colin Ray.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you can have all this world, just give me Jesus. And when I am alone, Yes, when I am alone, just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Just give me Jesus. When I come to die, oh, when I come to die, oh, when I come to die, just give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Just give me Jesus.
Give Me Jesus by Colin Ray. Isn't that a great song? And he brings up such a good point. We can have everything in the world, but if we don't have Jesus Christ and that relationship, that personal relationship with him, what good is it? This is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth on Holy Spirit Radio. I am blessed to be able to come on the air every month. This program airs on the first Friday of each month at 11 a.m., and we have a rebroadcast on Sunday at 2 p.m. 2 p.m., we do the so I had to think about that for a minute. But I'm so glad to have you on the air with me, listening to the program. The goal of this show is to bring Jesus into your life. That's what I want you to know. You are not alone. Jesus Christ loves you, and he wants to be your best friend. Let's talk a little bit about knowing Jesus. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple questions and answer these honestly, if you could. Do you know Jesus? Now, I'm not saying do you know about him, but do you know him? Now, if so, I'd like to ask you this as well. How many times have you spoken with him today? What did you say to him, and what did he say to you? How often do you visit him? And how about this? What can you tell me about him? Now, I don't want you to panic, because these are very, I love asking these questions, and I do a talk about this. This is one of the many talks that I give at parishes. And what I like to do is ask these questions so that you may realize, as we all should, that maybe our relationship with Jesus could be a little bit better. It's not a bad thing, but what it does for us, it helps motivate us to dig a little bit deeper and to work on that relationship. Because if we're going to have a personal relationship with Christ, which is absolutely possible, we have to do a little work. It's like any relationship that we have. My relationship with my wife, Eileen, it requires work. The two people have to get to know one another. And there are certain things that have to be done. We have to work at the relationship. You know, not all relationships are created equal. There are good relationships and there are so-so ones. With Jesus, you can rest assured that he's always going to do his part to grow close to you. But you need to do the work that's required to grow closer to him. And this is what I have learned in my life, that 1 hour a week, and this is even if you go to church each week, 1 hour of a week working on your relationship with Christ is not going to cut it. And that's how I lived my life for a number of years. I went to church every Sunday. And I thought, oh boy, I'm a good Catholic. I go to church every Sunday. But yet I didn't know Jesus personally. Why? Because I wasn't working at it. So if we really want to work on our relationship with Christ, we've got to, or if we really want to have a good quality relationship with Christ, we have to be willing to put the time in. And as the program of this, as the title, I'm sorry, of this program indicates, Jesus really can be your best, best friend. Not just your best friend, but your best, best friend. So that brings me to a question. What are the qualities of a best friend? Let's take a look at some of them. And I mentioned at the start of the show, in my new book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps, I talk about some of these things. I'm just going to summarize here to give you an idea. But if you're interested in finding out more about what we're talking about here, I invite you to visit my website, followingthetruth.com, where you can order a copy of Find a Real Friend in Jesus. What are the qualities of a best friend? Well, a best friend is reliable. They're always there when you need them. It doesn't matter if it's day or night, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. A best friend is always there for you. A best friend is interested. A best friend will always be interested in your life. And even the minute details are of interest to a best friend. A best friend's friendship is unconditional. There are absolutely no conditions on your friendship. Nothing you say or do could ever cause best friends to withdraw their friendship. And finally, a best friend is selfless. Best friends always put your happiness before their own. Even if it's uncomfortable or inconvenient, a best friend will strive to help you out. Now, that's a best friend in general, but how about becoming best friends with Jesus? Does he measure up to all of the criteria that we just talked about? Well, first let's look at his reliability. Jesus promised to be with us until the end of time in Matthew 28:20. You don't get much more reliable than that. Is he interested in our lives? If Jesus cares enough to become man in order to save us from our sins and leave us his real presence in the Eucharist, I would say he's interested in our lives. What about conditions? Are there any conditions on our friendship with Jesus? Well, you know what? I'm going to turn to sacred scripture for that one. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. And I want to talk about this because certainly there are no conditions on our friendship with Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Here's what St. Paul has to say about this. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can make Jesus not love us. That is what I call an unconditional friend. And finally, let's talk about selflessness. How selfless is Jesus? He laid down his life for us. So obviously, if you look at these criteria for being a best friend, the Lord blows it away. He far exceeds any of these qualifications for being our best, best friend. Now, our job is to turn to him and to make an effort to get to know him. To make an effort to reach out to him, to make that effort to turn to him, especially when we're struggling. We want to turn to him whether things are going good and when things are going bad. So I know, and I know this for a fact, that you're probably dealing with a situation in your life right now. And you may, and I have a good feeling, that you may be feeling hopeless about this situation. What I want you to do is give it up to Jesus right now. And to remember that he loves you unconditionally. He loves you unconditionally. and that he wants to become involved in your life. He wants to hear about your problems. He wants to hear your fears. He wants to see what you're going through. I'm going to play a song now. This song is called There Is a Reason. It's by Alison Krauss in Union Station. I want you to listen to these words and then take your problems to your friend Jesus. We'll be back on the other side. A Reason, Alison Krauss and Union Station. But I tell you what, I love that song. It's a reminder for us that we can turn to our Lord with all the problems in our lives, no matter what we're facing, and we should turn to Him because He really does care about our problems. You're listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Great to be back with you here for another month on Holy Spirit Radio. If you like this show and you want to let the folks at Holy Spirit Radio know, please send them an email at 1570 AM at holyspiritradio.org, or you can give them a call at 215-345-1570. It's 215-345-1570. We do this show on the first Friday of the month with a rebroadcast on the following Sunday. And it's my pleasure to be with you once again. You know, as before we started the show, I was talking to Jane Meyer about my relationship with Holy Spirit Radio. Growing up in the Philadelphia area, I mentioned that I was a pretty lukewarm Catholic. When I had a major conversion in my life, this is a major conversion that took place, which made me really, for the first time, take seriously my relationship with Christ. And I had that encounter. I had that encounter with him, and I really noticed him for the first time. This happened in 2004. I would listen to Holy Spirit Radio. Now, I was living in Jersey at the time, so I could barely get it in on my car radio, and there would be a lot of static coming in. And depending on where I would go in New Jersey, it would come in better than other places. But I was becoming a listener, and I listened to this station, and it drew me closer to Jesus Christ. And now it's incredible that I actually am here, my family's here with me today, and we're recording a program on Holy Spirit Radio. It's just amazing how the Lord works. But you're blessed to have this station and to be able to learn more about Christ and His Catholic Church through this station. It's an incredible gift. So I'm a huge believer in Catholic radio and in Holy Spirit Radio. I think they do a fine job. If you'd like to find out more about the work that I do, I'm a full-time Catholic speaker and an author. You can visit my website, followingthetruth.com. If you'd like me to come and speak to your parish, I'd love to do it. You can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com for more information. Today we're talking about Jesus, your best friend. And I think the question often comes up, and I do address this in the book, in my new book coming out, how do I get to have a personal relationship with Christ? We hear this phrase kicked around a lot, but how do I actually have how can I increase or develop a personal relationship with Christ? Well, let's take a look at some steps. One thing, well, before we look at the steps, you know what? Let's look at the obstacles, because I want to talk about some of the things that get in the way before I give you some steps to encounter Christ more closely. What are the obstacles? Why is it that so many of us struggle to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Well, the first thing is, He's invisible. And it's difficult for us to have a personal relationship with someone who we can't see. I can't see His flesh. Sure, I can see our Lord in the Eucharist, but I can't see flesh. I can't see Him walking around. So basically, it requires a little work on my part. How do I overcome that obstacle? What I would say is ask Him for help. Ask the Lord to help you to become closer friends with Him or to reveal Himself to you. And a lot of these steps, you don't really see the fruits of them until you do them. So until you put some of these steps I'm going to give you into practice, it might not seem like it would work. But I've learned that if you try this, if you start asking for help, Lord, help me to become friends with You. Help me to get to know You, even though I can't see You. That's the best way to overcome that obstacle. How about another one? The weirdness factor. We don't want people to think we're weird. Can you imagine? Now, I'll tell you what. This cracks me up. I can't imagine going into certain situations and saying, you know what? Jesus and I were talking today, and here's what He said to me. Because people could think that you're crazy. Now, I talk to Jesus every day, and He does talk to me. He doesn't talk in an audible voice. He talks in my heart. He talks through sacred scripture. He talks through His church. I mean, I certainly communicate with our Lord every day. How do I deal with this weirdness factor? And I think that's what stops a lot of us from wanting to have a personal relationship with Christ. We're afraid to share Him with others. We're afraid to tell other people that we know Him. We'll talk about our family members. We'll talk about our friends, but talking about Jesus, man, that is just too weird. How do we overcome that? Here's what I would say. Start speaking to Him and see what happens. And this is what I've learned. The more you draw closer to Christ, the less you'll care if people will think you're weird. You want to share Christ with people. And this comes from somebody who never wanted to do this. So trust me, it does work. Get to know Him. And we'll talk about some simple ways we can do that. And once you get to know Him, you're going to want to share Him with everyone around you. What's another obstacle? He doesn't speak in a traditional way. you can hear me speaking over the radio. When we meet in person, I can hear you speak. We're used to that type of communication. Jesus does not speak in the traditional sense, with some exceptions. Yes, it is possible that he can speak audibly, but more often than not, he doesn't. How do I deal with that? What I would recommend is the very first thing to do, the most reliable way to hear Jesus speak to you every day, is to read the Bible. We have to get better at reading the Bible. If you read the Bible every day, good for you. If you don't, you're missing out on a great opportunity to let Jesus speak with you every day. What I recommend, if you don't know where to start, because let's face it, the Bible can be an intimidating book, what I would recommend is that you read the daily mass readings. There are a number of different ways you can read the daily mass readings. You can get a magazine such as The Word Among Us or the Magnificat. You can go to several websites, including the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops website, usccb.org, and you can let the church lead you through the Bible. That's a great way to do it. Now, next week, we'll be entering into the Lenten season, so you're going to have some awesome readings coming up. That would be a great way to do that. That would be a great way to do it and to get used to letting Jesus speak to you through the pages of sacred scripture. What's another potential obstacle? Jesus lived 2,000 years ago. And what we tend to do is we look at him sometimes as a historical figure, which he was. But here's the problem with that. If we look at him as someone who just lived in the past, we fail to recognize the fact that he's still alive today and that he can still be part of our lives. That's a crucial mistake. You want to remember that Jesus Christ is alive today. Hebrews 13:8 tells us, this is a great Bible verse, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Therefore, what does that mean? If you could go to him for healing, and we see so many people go to him for healing throughout the pages of sacred scripture, if you could go to him 2,000 years ago, you can do it today as well. Just turn to him and remember that he is alive and that he wants to be a part of your life. Now, let's see. Another obstacle is there's too much noise in the world. And let's face it, there is. There's a lot of noise in the world, and it's hard to listen to Christ because the world is so noisy. What's the solution? I think you know what the solution is. You need to unplug sometimes. Now, I don't want you to unplug just yet. I want you to keep listening to me. But make sure you allow some time in your life for just quiet time with the Lord. And that's going to help you to have that relationship. One of the things I like to do is I like to get up a little early because our house can be a little crazy. We homeschool. My wife Eileen homeschools our daughters, Mary and Elizabeth, and I work from home. And it can be a little crazy, so I like to carve out a little time at the start of the day and spend time in prayer with the Lord. Then I go to daily mass. If you're able to do that, that would be fantastic too. But just take that time to work on your relationship with the Lord and get away, because it won't flourish without doing that. And the final obstacle I'd like to look at is the fear of turning your life over to him. I think a lot of times we get afraid thinking that, well, if I get too close to Jesus, he's going to make me suffer, and I'm going to have to do weird things, and I'm never going to be happy again. That's not the case at all. If you'll just trust, and take it from me on this one, because I've struggled with this one. If Jesus ever asks you to suffer, it somehow is going to be beneficial, because he would never let anything happen to you that wouldn't be somehow good for you, and he will always grant you his supernatural peace and the grace to deal with whatever he allows to come into your life. We're all going to have problems in life. Suffering is a part of this life. That's just the way it is. Suffering without Christ can become unbearable, though. So don't be afraid. Know that if you walk with Jesus, you will have his peace. That's why they call him the Prince of Peace, and he will give you the grace that you need. So there are just a few of the obstacles that we could encounter. Now, when we get back on the other side of this song, we'll talk about some ways that we can grow closer to him. Okay, here's the song we're going to do. We're going to go to the king of rock and roll now, Elvis Presley, and this song is Reach Out to Jesus.
Thank you. discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, He's reaching out to you. Is the life you're living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future press you with its worry and its care? Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will help you, just come to Him today. He is always at hearing every prayer, faithful and true, walking by your side in His love we hide all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember
reach out to Jesus. Man, how can I top that? That's Elvis Presley, reach out to Jesus. You know, he brings up a really good point, though. When you're in trouble, when you don't know what to do, do you reach out to Jesus? Because he wants to reach out to you. He is always reaching out to you. You're listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek, and it's my pleasure to be here once again in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. We do this show on the first Friday of each month. And we follow it up with a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The Friday broadcast airs at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And the reason I specify the Eastern Time is because I know a lot of you listen from around the country. So I'm really grateful that we have listeners outside of the Philadelphia area as well. We're talking today about Jesus, your best friend. And I'm trying to offer up some suggestions about how we can become better friends with Jesus. We talk about the obstacles, and let's talk about some things that we can do to become closer to Christ, because it's not always that easy. I mean, obviously the first thing you need to do is talk to Him. Talk to Him. He is a real person. He will communicate back with you. But we can't neglect to turn to the church. We can encounter Jesus through the church. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches that when we enter the church through faith and baptism, we actually enter into intimate communion with Christ. Isn't that cool? Now, Pope Francis said this about the sacraments. A lot of times we think, well, the sacraments really won't help me to grow closer to Christ, but that's not at all true. Listen to what Pope Francis said about the sacraments. Prayer on its own is not enough. We need the joy of celebration. We must celebrate Jesus through His sacraments because they give us life. They give us strength. They nourish us. They comfort us. They forge an alliance with us. They give us a mission. Without celebrating the sacraments, you ready for this? We'll never get to know Jesus. Isn't that amazing? That's why the more often you can get to Mass, especially daily Mass, the better it is. In addition to your Sunday obligation, try if you can. I realize not everybody can do it, but try getting to one extra Mass during the week. Maybe do more if you can. It will change your life. The same goes for the sacrament of confession. The more you go, the more you will know Christ. Reading the catechism. Catechism is a great source of learning about Christ because He founded the Catholic Church, and He reveals Himself through the teachings of the Church. Now, here's one of the dangers that can happen if we're not familiar with what the Church founded by Christ teaches. We could start to create our own version of Jesus. And if you're like me, you probably have done this at some point in time where you just turn all of your faults, your version of Jesus somehow is okay with these faults. I think sometimes we need to hear from the Lord through His church that what we're doing is not right. especially as we enter into the Lenten season, we want to move away from sin. We want to get, for lack of a better term, we want to get slapped around a little bit. That's the way we improve. That's the way we grow in virtue. That's the way we grow closer to Christ. But if I fail to seek guidance through his church, what happens is I make up my own version of Jesus, and he's okay with me doing all these sinful actions. No, that's not the way it is. So we want to make sure that we encounter the real Jesus, and encountering the real Jesus requires us to hear some things we'd rather not hear sometimes. Obviously, in addition to learning what the church teaches, we want to pray. We want to pray not just when we need something. Now, certainly when we need something, we want to get into the habit of turning to the Lord and asking for what we need. And Jesus did say to us, ask and you shall receive. He means it. He wants us to do that. But what we want to try to do, if we want to have a good, close, personal, intimate relationship with Christ, is to get into the habit of speaking with him, not only during those times when we need something. We want to have a well-rounded prayer life. Obviously, that means we speak to him more than just those times when we need something. Because if we don't do that, if we don't focus on having a well-rounded prayer life, what will happen is we will just fall into the habit of saying, gimme. Gimme this, Lord. Gimme that. I need. And, you know, that's a relationship will not be a good one if that's the only thing we do. So how can we have a well-rounded prayer life? We want to incorporate four different elements into our prayers. Praise. We want to praise the Lord. We want to get into the habit of praising the Lord and recognizing the fact that he is all-powerful. Recognizing the fact that he can do anything. Because a lot of times we forget that. We forget the fact that Jesus can do all things, and that he has created us and the entire universe out of nothing. And what happens if we forget that? Well, we're going to lose confidence in him, and we're going to forget what he can do in our lives. So we want to give him praise. We want to thank him sometimes. We want to offer prayers of thanksgiving. The fact that you're alive today and are able to listen to this program, that's a gift from the Lord. He didn't have to let you wake up this morning. And for so many years, I didn't take advantage of each moment that I was given to thank the Lord. But now I've learned that I have to be grateful. I should be grateful because he's done so much for me. We also want to offer a prayer of contrition. I don't know about you, but I mess up a lot. I do things that are wrong. And I need to go to the Lord sometimes and say, Lord, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to do that. He needs to hear that. Any relationship will not survive without learning to say, I'm sorry. My wife and I say it a lot because I mess up a lot. And I need to say it. I need to ask forgiveness. That can lead to us going to the sacrament of confession. We have that great gift, that ability to go and have our sins forgiven and to receive the sacramental grace that we need to be able to overcome our tendency to sin. So in addition to prayers of praise, thanksgiving, and contrition, we want to also pray for things that we need. Prayer of petition. The Lord wants us to ask for spiritual and material needs. I have many spiritual needs. I have many material needs. Don't hesitate to ask. He absolutely wants us to ask. But we want to make sure that in addition to asking for material needs, and we all have them, we have bills to pay, we have things that we need in life, we want to make sure that we ask for spiritual treasures as well. Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. So do you ask for spiritual gifts? I would recommend that you do that. If you're struggling with a tendency to be patient, if you need to get more patient, you can ask for help. If you're struggling to pray, sometimes you just don't feel like praying and you just need that little shot in the arm, ask the Lord for an increased desire to pray. If your faith is weak, ask for an increase in the gift of faith. Remember, faith is a gift. You can't just take it upon yourself to increase your faith. You need that help from the Lord. So we should get in the habit of asking for these spiritual gifts as well as our temporal or our material gifts. The other thing to do in addition to praying, we talked about this earlier, this is huge, is to get used to reading the Bible. St. Cyprian said this, when you pray, you speak to God. When you read, God speaks to you. And that goes for spiritual reading, and the best form of spiritual reading that you can do is the Bible. When you open up your Bible, you hear the Lord speak. Our church teaches that every word of sacred scripture is inspired by God. So when you open up the Bible and you read it, the Lord speaks to you. That is an amazingly cool thing to think of, isn't it? And I think so many times we forget that. We look at the Bible as a history book. A lot of the stories in the Bible happened a long time ago, and we forget that this is a message to us now. There are numerous meanings you can get out of the pages of sacred scripture. The only thing you want to avoid, you don't want to interpret anything in the Bible that conflicts with a teaching of the church. For instance, if I read my Bible and somehow I feel that the Lord is telling me that it's okay to skip Mass on Sunday, then I know I'm wrong. So therefore, it's important to understand what the Lord teaches through His church. Remember, I talked about that a few minutes ago, the fact that we need to understand what the Lord says through His church, just so that we have the proper framework for understanding the Bible. We never should forget the fact that our Catholic Church compiled the books of the Bible. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, the church decided which books should be contained in the pages of the Bible. So, as I like to say, we don't want to read the Bible in a vacuum. We want to read it, and again, there are many different levels of understanding that we can get when we read the pages of sacred scripture. But you have to believe this, and this is so true, that every word in sacred scripture is a message to you. And that's a message that is really relevant to you and whatever you're going through. So if you're struggling, the Bible does have your answers. And in fact, that's one of the reasons that I wrote my first book, which is A Worrier's Guide to the Bible, because I knew that my fellow worriers out there, a lot of them aren't that familiar with the Bible, and just handing somebody a Bible and saying, here's your answer, that's not good enough. So I wanted to pick out 50 verses that would really speak to anyone who is a worrier. And I'll tell you what, I've been blessed with that book. I keep getting responses from people. I get emails, I get comments. That book is being found in adoration chapels, and it's helping people to experience peace. Praise the Lord for that one. I'll tell you, I have to give the Lord all the credit for that. But it's just amazing what He can do in our lives if we open up our Bibles and get used to reading the Bible. How often? Every day. I know it can be tough if we're not used to it, but that's why we can turn to the daily Mass readings, because that's a powerful way of letting the church guide us through the pages of sacred scripture. Because you know what's going to happen? If you have certain favorite Bible verses, now for those of us who are worriers, we like the ones that say, be not afraid, let not your hearts be troubled, and that's good. We need to hear the Lord say that. But sometimes the Lord has to say things that we don't want to hear. Because remember, the Bible, it's a living, breathing document. It's an encounter with the Lord. So therefore, He's got to, if I'm having a relationship with Him, sometimes He has to tell me things that I don't want to hear. I might go and want to hear Him say, be not afraid, but He might want to tell me, Gary, you need to love your neighbor today. You need to love your enemy. Well, that's not what I want to hear, Lord, but that's the way a relationship works. It's as if I went to my wife, Eileen, and she said, I need you to take out the garbage. And I would say, Eileen, no, I don't want you to tell me that today. I want you to tell me how much you love me. It's got to be a true, living, breathing relationship. That's what we want with our Lord. So sometimes sacred scripture is going to tell you something that you might not want to hear, but you're going to get what you need to hear. So keep that in mind. Make it a point to read the Bible. If you ever need any suggestions, please feel free to contact me by email at gary@followingthetruth.com. Sacred scripture has changed my life. I now read the Bible every day. It brings me an incredible amount of comfort. And I know it'll do the same for you. You don't need to become a biblical scholar. You don't need to learn it all overnight. You can start gradually, and it is definitely possible to really hear the Lord speak to you through the pages of the Bible. Okay, sound good? Here's what we're going to do. Once we get to know Christ, What we want to do is share him with others. Remember the old Baltimore Catechism? That we are here to know God, to love him, to serve him. That's what we want to do with our Lord. We want to know him. We want to love him, because once you get to know him, you're going to love him. And then after that, we don't want it to stop there. We don't just want it to be me and Jesus. We want to share Jesus with others. That's what he wants us to do. We have a world filled with people who do not know Jesus Christ and who are miserable. And that's why it's important for you and I to get out there and to show Jesus to others. Let's go to the final song of the program. This is by Jamie Grace. Show Jesus.
La 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 la, yeah. Your smile's always shining out, and they know what it's all about. It's not hard for them to figure out the way you show Jesus. You know love is what they heard, and you didn't even say a word. Ain't it funny, that's the way it works. So when you know Jesus, oh, it's like flipping on a light switch when you're walking into this room. It's so undeniable. I gotta tell you that I like the way, anytime, anywhere, any place. It's written all over your face, the way you love Jesus. You love Jesus. And it always speaks to me, a little joy with a touch of peace. It's so inspiring, the way you show Jesus. So give me that, give me that. And show me that, show me that. I'm feeling down on my luck when life's hard and times get tough. You're right there to pick me up when you bring Jesus. Cause every now and then we all need a really good friend. You're always one of them when you show Jesus.
That'll wake you up. Show Jesus by Jamie Grace. That's what we need to do. Once we encounter Christ, we want to get out into the world and show him to others. I want to leave you with, before we bring this program to a close, a message from Pope Francis. And here's what he said. I invite all Christians everywhere at this very moment to a renewed personal encounter with Jesus Christ, or at least an openness to letting him encounter them. I ask all of you to do this unfailingly each day. No one should think that this invitation is not meant for him or her. since no one is excluded from the joy brought by the Lord. The Lord does not disappoint those who take this risk. Whenever we take a step towards Jesus, we come to realize He is already there, waiting for us with open arms. So Jesus Christ is waiting for you with open arms. Take that step toward Him today, and He really can become your best friend. Well, I am just about out of time. I want to thank you for tuning in. I'll be here with you again next month, the first Friday of March. Remember, February the 15th, I'll be speaking at St. Andrew's Catholic Church in Newtown. See followingthetruth.com for all of the details. If you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. It's been my pleasure to be with you here today. Have a wonderful day. Remember, Jesus loves you and He wants to be your best friend. God bless you.